Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Listening to the gospel, I was consoling myself, looking at all of us, to say, I think we are somewhere, we are almost reaching the level at which Christ wants us to reach, especially when he's talking about fasting. Because when I look at all of us, I don't see gloomy faces, those which are showing that kwenana bafunga shani chishibe. Did we fast? Or we are fasting professionally, as the Bible is saying today. But when you fast, you even anoint yourself so that nobody is able to see that wale funga. Aini mwa mnyani. Nde muna fiefi nswefi asansamka, na amaka, nechile mpere nsansa, ukumono kutile chine chine, na tuamba ukupalaminako, kufyolesa, alefuaya mbu miwesu. Buno wushikubuka nkala sana, mbu miwa eklezia, ero na mbu miwa achila umo. Buli wushikubuka nkala, pantu ngevo tula njena na paka balanta nshi, lesa atulongani kachapa mo. Pako eba atituinga sefya buno wushiku, ubo tule itula kuliena, ubo tule itula panka sashakwe, nukusokutila wenfu mundi wa masambi mbele la koluse. Ero muli buno wushiku, lesa alefu okutuwa fwako, nukutupela ifikomofimofimo, ifo tulino kukonka, muli shinshiku tuatendeka. Ishinshi kufote, inshi kushakwa leshima. Lesa atupele fikomo fitatu makamaka, ifi akutuafuako mkuika la buino muli ino nshita. Ifi akutuafuako ukuipeka nyabuino mkuisa asefya ipasaka. Mkuisa asefya ukushukuka kwa mfumu Yesu Kristu. Na pakuchila tuingase fya buino, lesa lefuwa ya ilo tuatendeka ino nshita, tutendeke chapa mwona nkwe. No kutendeka buino, kusoso kutila wenfu mundi wa masambi mbela koluse. Wenfu mundi mundu wana kuka ndi munasha mbela koluse. Wenfu mundi musenshi ndeka vila ukupiribuka njafu wako. Leka tuende nobe mulishwenshiku tuatendeka. Neo tuwaitula panka sachakwa Yesu Kristu. Kristu ale tuafu wako ukwenda na nkwe. Kristu ala tuafu wako ukuchinfya. Bantu ino nshita tuwa ingilamo, ni nshite ya afya, ni nshite ya pusana kunshita shonse, ero ni nshite ya chindama. Bantu ngevo tula ndile mkabalanta nshi, ni nshita yo lesa alipa katikesu, ni nshita yo chika ngaba tuposa mmatololo. Pakutila tuingamona, tuinga shingwana kutuwa sokutila na mafia moyamo. Pako wati mkupita mulia ya mafia, lesa enga tuengulu labu ino nga gold. Pako wati globu shikolo bukafika, tukashuku kepa muna Kristu nensansa. Kanshi, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord today is giving us this word. The Lord today is giving us this opportunity to really say to him, Lord, I am a sinner, have mercy on me. Lord, look at my cry, look at my humility and help me. Because we are told in the first reading, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is saying, return to me with all your hearts. Return to me with all your hearts. And he's saying, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and tear your hearts and not your garments. Tear your hearts. Lepuleni mitimayenu, tefya kufwala yo. So it's a very important invitation that the Lord is making to us. It's an appeal that the Lord is making to you and I. Return to me. Return to me with all your hearts. Most of us are very good Catholics, very good Christians. Most of us attend every day the daily masses. We do our prayers. We share the word with our families. And maybe we may say to one another, but this invitation, what is the significance of this invitation? Where have I gone? I'm always with the Lord. But if you make a deeper introspection into your life, if you scrutinize yourself very well, you agree with me that most of us are very much far away from the Lord. Most of us are very much far away from the Lord. That is why he's saying, return to me with all your heart. He makes an emphasis on this point because it's very, very important. If you scrutinize yourself, you see that you are divided. Sometimes our minds, our bodies will be here, but our minds will be very far away. We have so many worries, so many cares, so many things to think about. The economy is bad. People are gassing others. There is crime here, corruption there. There are diseases. That now there is even coronavirus. There are so many things. We have children we are taking to school. We have this other responsibility. We have this other kind of a life. And you find that we are so divided. Sometimes you invite people to pray in silence just for a minute. It's very difficult to concentrate. The moment you close your eyes, your reality is brought before you. And you are not able even to pray nor to listen to the Lord, because there are so many problems around us. The moment you close your eyes, you see your dying father. You see your dying mother. The moment you close your eyes, you see that bill which you have not settled. The moment you close your eyes, you see that somebody who has swindled you. The moment you close your eyes, there are so many things that are coming. And because of this, we are not able to concentrate. These things draw us far from the Lord. It's because of these things that even when we are here, we are not here. Physically we are here, but our minds, our lives, our hearts are very far away. Sometimes we come to church just to fulfill because we are supposed to be there. Because sometimes you start to think to yourself, if I remain home or if I go to my business, what is my daughter going to think? What is my wife going to say? And because of that, you force yourself to come. But when you are in that field, you are not there. And this is why today the Lord is saying, return to me with all your hearts. Enter deep down your heart and try to ask yourself, what is it that draws me far from the Lord? What is it that makes me a stranger in my Father's house? What are these things that are an impediment, that are a stumbling block, things that are blocking me? Why is my heart so much disrupted, or I don't know? Why am I not able to live as a Christian? What are these things? And once we know that which draws us far from the Lord, then we can start to walk towards the Lord. Then we can know how to ask the Lord to help us to get closer to Him. In Scripture, there are examples of the blind men, the lame, those with leprosy. When they are calling on the name of Christ, they know what they want from the Lord. This one will be crying and saying, Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Christ will stop and say, what is it that you want from me? And this man will say, I want to see. Others will say, if you are willing, help me to see. Others will ask for something. And the disciples will say, we don't have anything to give you, but to tell you, rise and walk. But if we don't know the things that are drawing us far from the Lord will ask you, what is it that you ask of me? What is it that you want me to do? We will not be able to say anything. But we are lucky, because in these 40 days, the Lord has come to help us to see what we need. The Lord has come to give us light, to shine on our histories, to shine on our daily realities, so that we may be able to see those things that draws us far from Him. How am I treating my wife? How am I treating my husband? How am I treating my children? How am I treating my own parents? How do I live with my neighbors? How am I living with my colleagues at work? Am I in communion with these people? Am I Christ to these people? Or am I an enemy to the people around me? And the Lord is saying, come to me. Return. You have gone very far. Return. Are we taking responsibility of the things that the Lord has entrusted to us? The Lord is saying, my dear brothers and sisters, return to me with a fast. Return to me with weeping, and return to me with mourning. It's one thing to sin, and it's another thing to regret our actions. And the Lord is saying to us, my dear brothers and sisters, return to me. Return to the Lord your God. because he is full of mercy, he is full of compassion, he is slow to anger. Not so long ago, the Lord was saying to us, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to react. And today the Lord is saying, return, for I am slow and abounding in mercy. The Lord is inviting you and I to repent our sins. The Lord is inviting you and I because he knows that we are far from him. And my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord also is saying to us, we are ambassadors of Christ. We are ambassadors of Christ. If we are to be ambassadors of Christ, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to be like Christ. The best example that we can give is that of a politician. They are very good ambassadors, aye? Because every politician in Gawamuleta pa TV, they will say, my government, my president, my what? They don't talk on their own behalf, aye? Nava wengishe nchito, balo mfuwabu ino, pandeo batata kula, no kulumbanya. Na mutapata kubachitile, my president, my what, my government, they are very good ambassadors. And if we are to be ambassadors of Christ, we also need to make Christ proud of us. We need to represent Christ in everything. But if we are to do that, we need to make a decision. And today is the day in which the Lord is inviting you to return to him and to start a new life. The Lord is saying, what we need in this period of Lent, what we need in these 40 days are very few things, only three things to prepare us. We need to fast, we need to pray, and we need to give alms. And the Lord is saying, as he was preparing us even the past weeks, where he was saying, if your righteousness does not surpass that of the Pharisees and scribes, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. And today he's saying, beware of practicing your piety before men. Beware. Don't do things so that people can see and say, Mwamunefibalechita. That is why when he's talking about a fast, or when he's talking about prayer, or when he's talking about almsgiving, he tries to help us to see. He's saying, do not be like hypocrites. Bamumbimunda, infunda buteshi. Aye. Do not be like them. What do hypocrites do? When they are praying, they will stand before everybody so that they may parade themselves, so that everybody can see that these people, they pray. The Lord is saying, do not be like hypocrites. And when you give alms, the Lord is saying, do not sound the trumpets. Practically, and what is the reality when it comes to helping? Most of us are very good at helping. We have a lot of things, and we are very good at giving. Sound no trumpet when you give alms. Okay? Sound no trumpet when you give alms. Do not be like hypocrites who want to be seen, who want to be praised by men. Their reward is in this life. The Lord is inviting us, my dear brothers and sisters, to say, Icho kubo kwa kudyo kuchachita, ukubo kwa kusotu kuchita shani, kuishiva. Iyo wafo muntu, afuafi no mutima obe onse. Te kudishe chunda, pakwa tibonzi wate shani, veshiwe. mukatana no wikuite chovalandai. And then the Lord further says, when you pray, do not pray like hypocrites. Twalikwata bamunyine fwe mukatika ekklesia aba ishiwo kupepa. Ngawatambo kupepa, chika ngano mutenge ochiteshani ufumeko. Nain, ngabaisa lopolo lendi miapa, hawe bwafya niso tambe, emfumwile twebo kutila, whether you are so good in praying, let it be in secret, because your Father sees in that secret place. When you want to pray, go to that private room, to that private place, and pray to the Lord your God. Do not pray so that you may show yourself. There are situations which cause us to pray for others and to show that gesture of prayer, but not with pride. The Lord invites us in whatever we do to do it with humility. Not that people may know that ever abako. Ah, ifwe tulapepa ifwe. Aim. Nifwe wapepa. Eh? Ngatatu yu lakona kuchitente, bale tulo ya lakutu ya, tuwezi wachite shani, vese wapepe. Mwilava pere chirumba. Chila mundu kwa shitashani, kwa sarika. Eh? Jesus Christ, when he is praying, what does he do? He will go to the mountain. He will go to the quieter place. And even when he wants to heal somebody, he doesn't put it, load it on himself. Even when he is raising Lazarus from the dead, he will say, Lesa, lekeshna di oberi chindikwe. Okay? He wants everybody to see that there is a God. He is so humble. And this is the humility that the Lord wants us to have when it comes to prayer. No matter how gifted we are, all the gifts that we have, all the talents that we have are coming from him. Let us give him his place. Okay? We are just instruments. We are just ambassadors. Let us give God the place that he deserves. And then the Lord is saying, fast. Because the fast is very, very important. And as I was saying, most of you are looking so well, and you can't tell that you are fasting. But here is a mother who knows that today is a harsh Wednesday, and then they're about to prepare lunch, and then you announce to the whole neighborhood, iwe nkoko ili mufriji muivula, tukepika mailo panture chitashani, tulefunga. Aini. Baneba bonse waishi wati baneba bale chitashani bale funge chota bale lidenshi inkoko. Eh? The Lord is saying, when we are fasting, let us anoint ourselves. Let us do it also in private. Sometimes when you fast, even your spouse cannot know. Not even your children, not even the people who are closer to you. This is the kind of fast that the Lord wants from us. A fast which is so humble, and the Lord will reward you. Let us not be like hypocrites, my dear brothers and sisters. This is very important. But we are weak. Most of the times we say we are humans, but I always dispute that, because by virtue of our baptism, we have assumed the nature of God. And because of that, God gives us every grace to be perfect, every grace to live like him, every grace to imitate Jesus Christ and to do everything like Jesus Christ. But despite our weakness, despite our sins, the Lord is still ready to receive us. The Lord is still ready to renew our lives, to renew our faith, to give us the strength to rise and to start this journey. Today the Lord is inviting us to this metanoia, to change direction, to this paradigm shift. You are going right, you start going left. Or you are going left, you start going right. It's very unfortunate, my dear brothers and sisters, when people come to say, uyu hali mwana omusuma, nombe fima alwa na afimu ingila. Hain? Chawa misha kwa mantua sokutila, uyu hali ni chakolwa, nombe pepo na afimu ingila. This is the kind of conversion that the Lord is asking of us. This is what the Lord demands of us, from bad to good. Not so long ago, the Lord was telling us that before us are two ways, life and death. And this period of Lent, in these 40 days, the Lord gives us this opportunity He wants to open our eyes. Maybe we have a blurred vision. We are like this blind man who, when he's asked, is saying, I'm able to see people like trees. The Lord wants to give us a clear vision. And we can only receive this clear vision if we exercise what the Lord has asked of us: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. If we pray, the Lord will give us the strength to fast. The Lord will also give us the strength to see the needs of others. He will open our eyes and will be able to answer to the needs of others. In these 40 days of prayer, if we commit our lives to the Lord, most of these problems that we are having today are going to be a thing of the past. For those of you who are in the General Chitente, we were trying to give testimony of what God is able to do in this time of prayer. Commit yourself to the Lord. Return to the Lord. Dedicate yourself to the Lord. Don't say, I don't know how to pray. 2-3 words presented to the Lord will answer you. We are told that the Spirit of the Lord speaks on our own behalf. All we need is this donation to the Lord. You donate yourself. You say, Lord, I am ignorant. I am weak. I don't even know what to do. Help me. Lord, I don't know how to love my wife. I don't know how to love my husband. I don't know how to love my children. Help me. Lord, I don't know how to forgive my enemies. I don't know how to relate with my mother-in-law. Help me. We have 40 days of prayer. And the Lord will tell us, if you lay your hand on the plow, never look back. We are beginning this journey with the Lord today. And the Lord is assuring us that when we pray and pray with faith, the Lord is going to do it for us. Problems will be there. Difficulties will be there. Today we'll fast. Tomorrow we'll fail to fast. Let us not give up. Let us remember that the Lord is with us. In our frailty, the Lord is ready and able to make us strong. Let us not be scandalized of our weaknesses. Let us not be scandalized of our sins. This time is a time for you and I, sinners, to present ourselves before the Lord. And the Lord is going to help us. The first thing that we need to do is acknowledgement of the fact that we need God. He came for sinners. He did not come for the righteous. Of course, to strengthen them if they are righteous. But he came for people like you and I. Sinners. Weak, feeble, I don't know. But the Lord has come. And this is the time that the Lord can be found. Take courage, my dear brothers and sisters. God loves you. The good news is, with this suffering, there is a resurrection. There is triumph. And the Lord will triumph in your life. Humility, simplicity is cardinal if we are to resurrect with Jesus Christ. This is the example that he gives us. The Lord is calling us to that, to the cross. And these 40 days, most of you, or most of us, are going to experience the cross. Even the crosses that we have, maybe are going to be even more heavier. But the Lord is saying, take courage. Do not give up. I am with you. And I walk with you in this journey, on this journey. Let us pray. Let us fast and let us give alms. May God bless us.